Welcome to the KRMG Union High School Football Halftime. Brought to you by TTCU, the Credit Union, and Tulsa All-State agent Jimmy Willis.
We're back at Scully Stadium for Chapman Field and the home of the University of Tulsa Golden Hurricane. University of Tulsa, of course, on the road for their second game of the season after a great opening victory last weekend. They take on the mighty Ohio State Buckeyes at the Shoe in Columbus. They said rain in the forecast tomorrow at Ohio State. So they'll be facing that giant football power. While the University of Oklahoma takes on Louisiana Monroe down in Norman. We can tell you that our halftime score is Jinx 14, Union 13. We're at the halftime break here. We have our scoring summary. We have Doc Blevins with a special halftime interview down on the field. And entertainment from the Union award-winning Renegades Regiment when we return. But let's now take a break here. It is halftime, and it is KRMG Radio. You're listening to Union Football.
Ideal Feet is the place for relief of your plantar fasciitis at the same location as always, 61st and Mingo. Ideal Feet, the only store you can get instant pain relief at 61st and Mingo. Don't suffer another day with foot pain, back pain, knee pain, or hip pain. Get guaranteed pain relief even before you spend a dime. Ideal Feet, still at 61st and Mingo. Ideal Feet, not good, but great pain relief to get you back to your normal life. It's time for Ideal Feet. 61st and Mingo, your foot care specialist.
If you are looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote. It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770.
When you know you win, Jimmy Willis Insurance.
It goes beyond paint and sheet metal. The skill and precision and pride everyone at Action Auto Collision takes in their work, from helping with deductible assistance to making your wrecked car not only look new, but drive new, is nothing short of incredible. 40 years of guaranteed fast and trustworthy auto collision repair. Action Auto Collision, just south of 51st and Garnett. For exceptional service, call 918-252-0411.
At Classic Chevrolet, we are 29 years strong, and we proudly support all Union athletes and their parents.
29 years of treating you right the first time with excellent customer service.
Affordable financing and an award-winning service department.
Show us your school spirit. Tag us, Classic Chevrolet, on Facebook, showing off your Union pride. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car.
Come see us in Owosso at Classic Chevrolet, online at classicchevrolet.net.
Are you a man facing divorce? A divorce that perhaps you didn't even want? This is Barry Sanders. I've been there. I know firsthand the stress and pain of divorce. A lot of people think that because I was a pro athlete and enjoyed a lot of success on and off the field, that somehow I am immune to such things. The fact is, I went through a divorce a few years ago, and like you, I worried about my children, my assets, and my family. When I got a divorce, I didn't know of Cordell and Cordell, but now I do. I took the time to meet and talk with Cordell and Cordell clients and attorneys, and I can tell you that Cordell and Cordell has represented thousands of men just like you and me. If you're a man facing a divorce, consider Cordell and Cordell, a partner men can count on.
Contact Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Oklahoma attorneys. 918-205-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Tulsa and Oklahoma City. 8801 South Yale Avenue, Suite 250, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School Football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Halftime in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the 13th edition of the Mid-First Bank Backyard Bowl. The number one and two teams in all of high school football in Oklahoma. Winners of the last 20 state championships combined have fought themselves to a one-point difference after two quarters. It's Jinx, number one, 14. Union ranked number two, 13. Union High Steppers Precision award-winning dance team of 16 beautiful young ladies just leaving the field. They're getting set up for the award-winning Renegades Regiment band is going to perform. But before that, we'll go to our award winner. He's been to all the Mid-First Bowl games and just about every Union game since they started back in the 40s, I think. Doc Blevins down on the sideline. Doc?
Well, I have a Union dad with me tonight for halftime, and he is an elected official, but he's not on the ballot this year, so we don't have to give equal time. But John Doak is our state insurance commissioner. He's also the father of two kids, one who graduated a year ago and is at OSU. Is that right?
That's right. Casey graduated, and she's a sophomore over at Oklahoma State University.
And until she had some health issues, she was playing basketball and then ended up on the TV crew or something, didn't
she? That's right. She worked with the media group for a while, but she played basketball until the 10th grade, and Casey was born with a congenital heart disorder, and she played as long as she could, but she loves sports, and but she is a future veterinarian from Oklahoma State University.
Well, she better be studying hard then. I think that is one of the harder things anybody could do.
Well, she could do it. She learned a great deal at Union, a lot of great study habits, and she's done very well over for the at Oklahoma State.
And you have a son, Zach, who's a junior quarterback and also a junior pitcher and infielder in baseball, and he's been having some good looks from baseball team.
He has. He's got a verbal offer from the University of New Mexico, his first D1 offer for baseball. He's got some other folks looking at him, but we're just really proud of the Union baseball program and the Union football program. Great coaches that teach these boys a great deal about character and about how to play at a very high level.
Now, I want to talk about something serious. So many people have asked me to ask you that. Now I've got you on the radio, and I can do it. But that last earthquake was a little bit disturbing. That was a little more than we're used to. And, of course, we're not used to so many of them here as the people out. I think Granite has one every week and some of the people out in the western part of the state. But do we need to be worried?
Well, obviously, we just being here on the campus of the University of Tulsa, we were here just a night before last with a very good forum with folks talking about what's happening in Oklahoma. It is something to watch, something that we've had a lot of frequency, but we now are seeing some severity. And you don't have to look very far to see significant damage from earthquakes if you really are paying attention. But, again, we're trying to get our arms around this in Oklahoma. And if any folks have any questions, we spend a lot of time up in Pawnee and around that area. So we are trying to do our very best to answer questions for Oklahomans who have insurance issues.
And you work with the insurance company to making sure that you have good products being offered having to do with earthquake insurance?
Absolutely. Many folks don't realize that earthquake insurance is catastrophic coverage. If you take a look at some of the California quakes over the last few years, it's really, they've paid out a lot.
Okay, we're going to have to move down. Let's just walk down a little bit because we are right in front of a speaker for the band program. And I think we'll be better off not in front of that speaker. Let's just try it. There may not be a really quiet place to do it, but this is better than where we were. So let's try this. The Renegade Regiment is definitely worth listening to, but they have a lot of sound that they make, and we were in front of a speaker. So you said it's a catastrophic insurance, and you were talking about the people from California.
Well, it's interesting, Doc, that many folks they're worried about the payouts of claims right now, but in California, we took a look back, and for the Californians that had earthquake coverage before Northbridge, you could take all the premiums paid in 3 to 5 years. Cumulative was paid out in over one day for that earthquake. So, again, it's something that if consumers have questions or concerns, we're happy to help them. But, again, it's a great night for football, and we're very proud of the Renegade Band.
You know, I want to talk about Union now. I saw an editorial in The World the other day talking about how Oklahoma is like last in the nation in fine arts. And yet Union has, I heard this from Mr. McCready last week, Union has 90% of their students are involved in fine arts. And I think there may be a lot of reasons that people have to, drop those programs, but Union's been very proactive to make sure that programs like that and a variety of foreign languages and all the math classes are available to our students. Is that one of the reasons you're proud of Union?
Absolutely. I think you look across the state, we have many, many great schools, but right here in the Union District, which is my home district, we've got a great school board. We've got Dr. Parcher does a wonderful job leading the school. But I think that, as folks look across education, many Oklahomans have a lot of issues about, where's the funding coming from, teacher pay. But again, we're very proud of the Union teachers. They do a great job with the resources that they do have.
Well, and hopefully some things will happen. And part of it, I mean, we can blame everybody we want to. The downturn in the oil industry has hurt state income, and so all the projections were too high, and we're paying a price for that right now.
Well, absolutely. But, I look forward to the next session. I'm the insurance commissioner, but yet I have a vested interest in our state's education, and I know that many folks around the state are starting to pay more attention. But, again, I'm very, very appreciative of the hardworking teachers that we have in the state of Oklahoma. I believe average teacher pay is about $31,000 a year, which is really low.
Now, I want to talk about something else that I wish more of our fans knew about, or we maybe publicized it a little bit better, but you come out here tonight, this is great football. These same two schools will play each other in junior varsity football on Monday night. I think we've got the red team playing Jinx and the white team playing Big Feet, so that's going to be good football. And then junior high football on Tuesday nights, and UFA football with the little kids all week long and on Saturday. So there's a lot of Union football going on.
Right, absolutely. And you think about just my son, and I know the other parents out here, that a lot of these boys out here playing tonight have been playing football since the second grade in UIFA and the Union football system, and something we're very proud about. Great coaches all the way through. They've learned a lot. But again, they've stuck with it. It'd be interesting to know. I think there's a large number of seniors out here that have been playing with my son that's been playing all these years. So, again, it's a great program that we have at Union.
Well, and I want to give a shout-out to one of the younger players. We have a young quarterback, a seventh grader named Camden McCrary. He goes by Cam. He was named after the Baltimore ballpark for whatever reason. His dad, Scott McCrary, was a local minister. But Cam fell in practice and broke his wrist the other night and had to have surgery today. It was not his throwing wrist, but he'll not be back out there, with a surgery wrist for a while. But just want to wish him the best.
Absolutely. We know a lot of these players have injuries from time to time that keep them out, but they've got a Union has a wonderful, wonderful rehab program with the trainers that we have. And my son has experienced that firsthand, and I know many of the athletes out here meet with them on a continuous basis. So we wish him the best of luck and know that speedy recovery, and wish him to get back on the field real soon.
Well, John Doak, thanks for being with us at halftime. A lot of people have been wanting to know about earthquakes, I know you guys are working hard to get all the information together. It's just a fairly new phenomenon for Oklahoma. We're not used to it, and we're not absolutely sure what causes it all, but I know a lot of people are working hard to find out.
Right, absolutely, Doc. It's something that we want to continue to help on. It's an interesting phenomenon that's happening here in Oklahoma that we're all having to learn from. But let me stop and just say, Doc, thank you for the good work that you do with KRMG, your sideline reporting. I know that there are many fans out there and folks that I know that you've had some health issues, but we've been praying for you, and thank you for the job that you do for our boys and for our athletes.
And I'm thankful I can be back out here tonight. I'm not 100% yet, but I will be. And thanks for being with us, and no doubt in my mind we're going to come back and get this ball game.
Absolutely. I've got a lot of faith, both good ball teams, lots of great boys out here, but just a tremendous atmosphere. But thanks for having me, and if anybody has any questions about any insurance-related issues, we'd be happy to help them. Let's do that on Monday.
All right. Back up there to you guys.
All right. Thank you, Doc. It's 14-13, Jinx Inning Union. About 3.5 minutes left in our halftime intermission here. We'll be back with Zach Jones to give you the scoring summary for the first half. But first, let's take a break here on KRMG, the home of the Union Redskins.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Nobody beats the best of the best. Nobody beats the king. Mattress King. Here in the land of the great night's sleep. Nobody beats the king. Mattress King.
You may not realize, but there are people right here in Tulsa who don't sleep on a mattress every night. Mattress King wants to give back to the community that they serve. Mattress King has created the Gift of Sleep, which will donate a new mattress to the charity of your choice with every new qualifying purchase. It's simple. Buy a qualifying mattress, choose a charity or church of your choice, and donate a Gift of Sleep mattress in your name. There's not a single dollar added to the price you pay for any of the qualifying mattress sets. Again, it's simply Mattress King's way of giving back. Team up with a king and give the gift of sleep to those less fortunate.
Nobody beats the king, Mattress King.
Hi, I'm Dennis Lane, president of Thermal Windows. Every year, we receive hundreds of letters from our customers sharing with us what a positive experience it is to have our energy-efficient windows and doors installed in their homes. We find a surprising number of them say that the first thing they noticed was how their new thermal windows have made their home so much quieter. At our manufacturing facility here in Tulsa, we use high-quality glass and an optimum airspace to ensure that all of our windows provide superior insulation and sound reduction. For situations where outside noise is a significant problem, we also offer special sound control glazing. If you're ready for some peace and quiet, give us a call or go to thermalwindows.com to schedule a free estimate. I also invite you to visit our showroom at 31st and 129th East Avenue to learn more about our products and take a tour of the factory. We look forward to meeting you.
Thermal Windows, our quality shines through.
Well, we're back here at the MidFirst Bank Backyard Bowl where Jinx and Union are halftime, and it is 13-14, Jinx with the lead. And we're going to recap the scoring drives here in the first half, and then we'll have live action back here in just a second. So Union tonight draws first blood as they drive really quickly after a big 65-yard run down the field, and Jinx stops Union inside the red for just 3 points as Rosenberg kicks for three. Three and out for Jinx next up, and then Union drives the field again, going down the field. Brooks again. Shamari Brooks picks up another big one. 5 carries, picks up 98 for the rushing already in the first half. They get stopped as a touchdown there by Grady Davenport, runs in 10 yards. They kick off back and forth a little bit there. Jinx stops Union again, but Jinx drives down the next time. 7 puts 80 plays on the field in 80 yards in 9 plays. Jinx goes on the board there for 10-7. Jinx. Next drive, Union's 3 and out, and Jinx gets the ball, drives the field again, 60 yards in 2 plays this time. A big play-action pass, 59 yards to down the field. Then they run the ball in on a counter play to Thompson. So that puts up on the board. Jinx takes the lead from the Redskins there at 14-10 to play a little ball back and forth. And then right before half there, the Union Redskins get the ball, drive down the field, and are stalled out again, but they come up with 3 points. So that puts the score right now at half, 13-14. Jinx Trojans have the lead. And just quick on paper, the stats are pretty well parallel. They've got Jinx has got 122 yards on the ground and 67 in the air for a total of 189. And their key player now is 122 yards on the ground with Corwin on the Redskins side of the ball. Davenport's got 7 for 3. 3 completions on 7 attempts for 12 yards only in the air. And on the ground, Brooks is getting it done with 156 yards on 17 carries for 185 yards total. So that's the total here at half.
All right, Zach, thank you much. And the teams are back on the field, completed their warm-ups and huddled in the different sides of the field. We'll have the kickoff of the second half when we return on Redskins Football on KRMG.